With Montana News, I'm Josh Burnham. A longtime guidance counselor and coach in Southwest Montana has resigned amid an allegation he had an inappropriate relationship with a former student. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
According to Manhattan School District officials, John Saliti, a high school counselor and coach, resigned on January 5th amid an allegation he had an inappropriate relationship with a high school student roughly 15 years ago. Manhattan Superintendent Brian Ayers says the district's attorney informed him of the allegation last month. Ayers says he was not given details.
I contacted Mr. Saliti. I informed him that I had been notified that there was an ongoing criminal investigation and that I would be placing him on paid administrative leave pending an investigation by the district.
Ayers says Saliti was asked to appear for an interview, but he instead elected to resign. In his resignation letter, Saliti cited personal reasons for leaving. Ayers says the district no longer has jurisdiction to compel Saliti to participate in a district investigation. Saliti did not respond to MTPR's multiple requests for comment. Gallatin County Sheriff Dan Springer says his office continues to look into the allegation.
This case is still open. The investigators are still doing further investigation on it as more information has come in.
Springer declined further comment. Saliti had worked for Manhattan Public Schools for over 20 years. Elizabeth Kaliva, the district's attorney, notified the Montana Office of Public Instruction of the situation as required by the state. It's now up to the office to decide whether to further investigate. An OPI spokesperson says staff will follow the administrative rules related to the issue, but did not say whether the office will pursue action. Manhattan School Superintendent Brian Ayers says he's aware of only one allegation and has no reason to assume there are more. However,
if this occurred years ago, of course, our concern would be, were there other students? If it did occur years ago, I don't know to what extent we could investigate that because we have no information that that even happened. But that would be a concern.
Ayers says the district wants to offer help and support to any students who need it. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.